In this bulletin, police believe they've found the body of missing Chinese woman Qi Yu. Health Minister Greg Hunt says there are no problems with the My Health Record system. And the Brisbane Broncos coach Wayne Bennett still unsure about his coaching future. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The body of Chinese woman Qi Yu, who disappeared last month, is believed to have been found in bushland north of Sydney. Ms. Yu was last seen by friends at a Campsie share house in the city's southwest on June 8. New South Wales police later searched bushland for her body following the arrest of her flatmate. Labor leader Bill Shorten says the federal government should suspend the rollout of its digital health record system until privacy concerns are addressed. The My Health Record system has come under heavy criticism, with thousands of people opting out of the scheme amid concerns data won't be secure. But Health Minister Greg Hunt says there are no problems with the system.
They've been operating for 6 years. Not one record has been released to the police in that time, and they cannot and will not release without a court order. That's clear, categorical and unequivocal.
Police are warning three West Australian prison escapees are unpredictable and could resort to violence to avoid recapture. The escapees have been on the run since a mass breakout at the maximum security Greeno Regional Prison near Geraldton in WA's Midwest on Tuesday afternoon. Seven prisoners have been recaptured, but 35-year-old Bradley Sylvester, 22-year-old Brendan Bartley and 18-year-old Daryl Counsellor remain at large. WA Police Assistant Commissioner Murray Smallpage says the public should not approach any of the men.
All escapees, regardless of their background, they may become unpredictable and should not be approached. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of any escapee should contact police on 131 444. If the situation is that you believe your safety is at risk, then please call 000.
The man accused of Perth's Claremont serial killings has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Bradley Robert Edwards faces 9 charges, including the murders of 23-year-old Jane Rimmer, 27-year-old Kira Glennon and 18-year-old Sarah Spears in 1996 and 1997. Mr. Edwards appeared in Stirling Gardens Magistrates Court earlier today via video link and will face court again later this year. To the NRL, and Wayne Bennett admits it remains to be seen whether he stays on as the coach of the Brisbane Broncos. Bennett, who's out of contract next year, has urged the Brisbane board to decide his future after reports emerged that the board had rejected his pitch to stay on in 2020. The club is reportedly looking at other options, including South Sydney coach Anthony Seibold. 68-year-old Bennett says two other NRL clubs have approached him for his coaching services. He says he won't consider any rival offers until his Broncos' future has been decided. Western Sydney Wanderers have signed German defender Patrick Ziegler for the next 3 A-League seasons. The 28-year-old has played more than 130 games across the top 2 divisions of the Bundesliga. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two and 17. Adelaide, showers developing, 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. A shower in Hobart and 14. Morning frost, then a mostly sunny day in Canberra, 14 degrees. Partly cloudy for Wollongong, 18. Sydney, mostly sunny, 19. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 20. Brisbane, sunny, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27, and Darwin, more sun at a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.